This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. As the Manchester VA Medical Center continues to recover from catastrophic flooding, allegations of dangerous delays in veterans' care, and unsanitary conditions, VA officials and a dozen whistleblowers are trying to chart the future of veterans' health care in New Hampshire, and it is not clear what that will look like. Dr. Stuart Levinson is one of those dozen whistleblowers who went public last month with accusations of dangerous mismanagement at the Manchester VA, and he writes in today's Concord Monitor that conditions there have actually gotten worse since July, and not just because of the flooding. He joins me now to talk about his op-ed. Welcome to All Things Considered, Dr. Levinson.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So how, in your view, have things gotten worse at the Manchester VA since July?
Well, I think the leadership void, none of the major departments has stable leadership at this point. Decisions are being made on the fly and then reversed, such as using the radiology suite for endoscopic procedures, then at the last minute canceling those procedures. It really strikes of not only mismanagement, but inexperienced leadership.
Last month, the director of the hospital and chief of staff were removed pending an investigation, and interim directors have been put in those positions. But as you say, that's unstable leadership.
Well, it takes a while to get up to speed, and even if you grant that, they're still on staff at White River Junction, so they're traveling between the two centers. If you're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're capable, hardworking leaders, still, they're not in Manchester enough to make things run smoothly, as evidenced by recent issues.
And you worked at the VA for a long time, but you just recently left. So how did you come upon this knowledge of how things are at the Manchester VA?
Well, I still have quite a few interactions with the employees and department heads. I have about as much interaction with the people who are still in place there, such as the other whistleblowers, some others that confide in me. There really is no change in my interactions. We're still this group. I don't work there on a day-to-day basis, but I'm kept well informed of what's going on there.
In your view, are the whistleblowers and officials at the Manchester VA and in the VA system working towards the same goals?
I would hope so. I can't read their minds. It's sometimes difficult to tell because the VA is such a large bureaucracy, and they don't always seem to be moving in a linear direction towards a goal, but one would hope. I have no reason to doubt that our goals are any different. I spoke with Dr. Mayo Smith.
Dr. Michael Mayo Smith, the director of the New England VA Regional System.
Yes, he's the network director. And while we have a lot of differences, we've worked together for close to 20 years, and there is some common ground, I think, which I'm in a unique position in that we respect each other. So we at least have a dialogue open, which I'm not sure would be possible with other people who have gone up against the VA, so to speak, and we talked about our goals, and there wasn't a lot of daylight between what we both want for the VA.
The whistleblowers, for the most part, want a full-service hospital, correct?
Yes. Some iteration of that. That's what Dr. Shulkin promised when he came down to Manchester, saying that New Hampshire veterans should be cared for in the state of New Hampshire. And I believe that my other whistleblowers and myself, that's a firm goal.
Mm-hmm. And what's the likelihood, do you think, that Manchester VA will someday become a full-service hospital, meaning, you know, inpatient services and more comprehensive services like the ones offered, for example, at the White River Junction Vermont VA Hospital? What's the likelihood that that might happen?
I think it's difficult to say. One possibility is where the VA contracts with local medical centers and calls themselves such as the VA at X Medical Center. But we would prefer that the old building that is currently experiencing the repair for the flood damage, that that be torn down and a new building be put in its place. Even if the VA in Manchester doesn't become a full-service inpatient medical center, that building is a white elephant that can't support any further utility.
You and the other whistleblowers have targeted the gigantic bureaucracy as one of the sources of the Manchester VA's troubles. In your view, is that being addressed, the bureaucracy?
They make attempts to address it. At one of the town hall meetings, both Al Montoya and Dr. Mayo Smith.
Al Montoya, the acting director of the Manchester VA
yes.
Medical Center.
And Al Montoya started talking about, let's come up with a list of things that need to be removed as being overly bureaucratic. But I've seen this before. It's very hard for a bureaucracy to self-police.
So when Secretary of the VA David Shulkin came to Manchester, he ordered the network director to set up a task force looking at the future of the Manchester VA, whether it's a full service or not. There was some discussion of having one of the whistleblowers on the task force. Many hoped it would be you. It turned out not to be you. It's going to be Dr. Eric Funk. Is that appropriate in your view?
Dr. Funk is a gifted physician. I couldn't say a single ill thing about him. He's been a great colleague. I think he deserves to be on the task force, but it's turning out to be a rather large task force, and I'm not sure one voice in the wilderness, so to speak, will be sufficient. I think that another member of our group should be placed on the task force, and that Dr. Funk by himself may have difficulty getting his points across.
Do you feel like the task force is going to do an honest look at what needs to happen at the Manchester VA, or is there a predetermined conclusion that's sort of already been decided?
I think both are true. I think they're going to take an honest look, but I think there is some predetermination involved because there is a moratorium on building new buildings. So if you include that one factor in the charter of the task force or in their work product, the task force has already limited its eventual outcomes. So it depends on how it's set up and how it's being steered.
Dr. Stuart Levinson is one of a dozen whistleblowers who went public last month with allegations of substandard conditions at the Manchester VA and dangerous delays in care for some New Hampshire veterans. Dr. Levinson, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And joining me now to discuss some of the ideas put forward by Dr. Stuart Levinson is Al Montoya, interim director of the Manchester VA Medical Center. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Of course.
So he said that the care or conditions at the Manchester VA have actually worsened since the Boston Globe's report back in July. Are they, in your view, getting worse?
No, so absolutely not. I think that we're moving in the right direction. And some of the things that we've identified, you know, over the last 6 weeks, you know, we are rebuilding the leadership team, you know, going out and doing searches, recruitments for key vacancies. We're also, you know, one of the way forward categories is improved care. And so of that, you know, is essentially, you know, making sure to enhance open access at the Manchester VA, you know, in making sure that we're adding additional cardiology staff, making sure that we're recruiting two new primary care aligned teams. So there are a number of things that we're doing to really improve the care at the Manchester VA. And I will say, you know, one of them, you know, which is very poignant, as you know, next month is actually Suicide Prevention Month. You know, one of them is growing the suicide prevention program at the Manchester VA. And so, you know, I'm very happy to report that we have two full-time suicide prevention coordinators that will be really addressing suicide prevention at the Manchester VA. Similarly, I would say that one of the things that we have been very successful at, Peter, is being able to leverage our community partnerships that we have. And, you know, a very good example of that is the relationship that we've created with the Catholic Medical Center, CMC, there in Manchester. You know, we're doing a very similar relationship with other community partners to be able to have our providers who are in Manchester provide the services and the level of services that they have and that they aren't able to provide because of the flood and the damage that created in community space. And so that is certainly one way that we're improving the level of care.
Mm-hmm. And he also mentioned that leadership now is sort of divided, right? I mean, you're speaking to us from White River Junction, Vermont, but you're interim director in Manchester. Is splitting your time between these two centers harming your ability to manage things on the ground in Manchester?
You know, so I think that's one that I certainly appreciate being able to correct. So I am not splitting my time between Manchester and the White River Junction VA. I am calling you actually today from White River Junction because we actually had a valuable training that I wanted the Manchester leadership team to be able to come and participate in. So I think, you know, that notion that I'm splitting my time is certainly inaccurate. I will tell you, in White River Junction, we have the acting medical center director, who is Matt Mulcahy, who is here full time. And so that's how we're moving things forward. But I certainly, you know, I don't agree with that statement of the time splitting.
Al Montoya, interim director of the Manchester VA Medical Center. Thank you very much for speaking with me.